Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another Wattpad Wednesday podcast. We're really excited to do an interview today with one of Wattpad staff's favorite writers on Wattpad, and she's definitely a favorite writer from a lot of readers' perspective. She's one of the most popular writers that we have on Wattpad. So, in case you couldn't guess, her name is Jordan Lind, also known as XXSkater2Girl16XX, which is a bit of a mouthful, but it reads a little bit easier. And she's joining us today after school from Massachusetts, and she's a 17-year-old writer from the U.S., and she's the author of tons of books, actually 9 in total on Wattpad right now. Her newest one is called Waist Deep in Walmart, which is awesome so far. Her most popular one, and the way a lot of you might know her, is From a Prescriptive Relationship, which has actually been read 15 million times. So that's pretty incredible. So thank you so much for joining us, Jordan.
Oh, it's no problem.
So just a little more background. Jordan actually also has 30,000 fans on Wattpad, and she also retains a really active Facebook profile with thousands of fans as well. So we know you're really busy and you're also in school. Is this your last year of school?
Yes. Yeah. Thank
So she's really busy. So it was really nice of her to take some time to talk to us today. So the first question we had was, because you have so much responsibility with writing and finishing high school, and I'm sure all the other things that you have to do, when you started to get your friend Avery Hanlon to help you manage your profile on Facebook and some of your other accounts online. So can you tell us a little bit about why you think it's important to always be in touch with your fans?
Well, actually, I want to clear something up about that first.
Oh, sure. Yeah, please do.
Avery doesn't help me.
Oh, okay.
She talks to my fans as, like, a friend, but I'm the one that replies to, like, posts and stuff because I think it's important for me to do it because it'd be, like, insincere from her.
Right, that makes sense. Okay, so she responds as herself and as someone who knows you.
Yes.
Got it. And then do you know her in real life or did you meet her on Wattpad?
Nope, she's my best friend in real life.
Oh, cool. How long have you guys been friends?
Well, actually, only about 3 years, because before that we hated each other. Oh. You know how girls are.
No, it's true. Sometimes girls can be hard. Okay, so, but you're the one who's actually speaking to everyone on Facebook and on Wattpad, and sometimes you use Twitter as well?
Yes, because my fans are important, and it feels rude, you know? Like, when they say, like, oh, you're so cool and stuff, I want to be like, oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. No, that's really nice of you. It's just a really big commitment of time, so that's awesome that you make time to respond to all the comments and stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. I wish I could reply to, like, comments on my stories, but there's so many.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it does get a little bit daunting after a while, absolutely.
But I read all of them.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
So one thing that we certainly notice at Wattpad, and definitely has been brought up a lot of times, I think, in the comments, is that you have really unique and interesting titles for your work. So especially A Prescriptive Relationship and A Surreptitious Relationship. So where did you get the idea for these titles? Because we don't really hear those words in common language very often anymore.
Well, I really like the thesaurus. And I wanted to do a blank relationship, but I didn't want to do, like, forbidden or something, some word that's, like, overused a lot.
Right.
So I, like, used the thesaurus. And then the definition for prescriptive was, like, especially by law. And I was like, that's perfect.
No, that is perfect, definitely. So go ahead.
Oh, for A Surreptitious Relationship, it was actually one of my vocab words back in 11th grade. And then that is subtly different. Can you hear me?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, because it just stopped echoing, but it's different because it's not legal by law anymore. It's just illegal because it's frowned upon. So I was like, wow, that fits good too.
So what word did you use to look up in the thesaurus to find those words? Do you remember?
I looked up illegal for prescriptive.
Right, okay.
And I just knew surreptitious.
Oh, because of vocab. Okay.
Yep.
So both of those stories, which are really well written, if you haven't read them, we highly recommend them, are actually about the love story of a student and a teacher. So this is kind of a taboo subject, but I think we're starting to see a lot more examples of this in popular media, especially in TV shows like Pretty Little Liars. So I know you've adamantly claimed that you have never had a crush on a teacher, but is this inspired at all from real life from someone else?
Not really, but like as soon as I started writing it, I realized my friend had a crush on one of our teachers who is like really cool, and I'm just like, how ironic can this be? And then I also found out my gym teacher married a student.
Really? Wait.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Wait, after they graduated though?
Yeah, after the student graduated, okay. Like okay. 2 years later.
Still, that's really crazy. Are they still married? Pardon?
No.
No? Well, hopefully that won't happen to the story. That would definitely break the hearts of a lot of fans.
Maybe just to make people angry.
Yeah, maybe. So sort of based on real life, but kind of as a coincidence. So are any of the characters actually planned on people that you know in real life?
Well, some of them are, like Casey and Chris Awood. It's kind of based off my friend Mike because he's that type of guy.
Okay. So does he know that that story is based on him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, and do they know that, you know, 30,000 people at least are fans of this story and know that there's...
He and my friend Casey do because Casey actually read the story.
Okay.
But... he thinks it's cool and creepy.
Really?
Yeah, because I get messages saying, like, can you tell me who your friend is that this person's based off of? I'm like, no.
No?
Sorry.
No, you definitely have to protect the privacy of the person. And I think that's something that writers struggle with all the time, is protecting the privacy of the people that they base their stories off of.
Yes.
So on your Wattpad profile, you have kind of an unusual note that says you once had the FBI after you. Is that true?
Yes. And I get so many questions about this, so I decided to keep it on here.
Okay.
So I can tell everybody at once.
Smart.
The FBI is something you can't talk about, because if they ever heard me talking about it, they'd be like, meh, meh, meh.
Okay.
But I didn't do anything bad. It's not me. I was just... related to the problem.
Okay, so there was no... Everything's been cleared up since then.
Yes, they didn't reach me.
Oh, okay.
It was called off before.
Oh, okay, so it was a misunderstanding. That sounds very mysterious and potentially like a good story, but...
Oh my god, it actually... Like, the idea has... I don't want to say too much because it's more like my friend's business, but a hint recently published story from Wattpad, it's kind of got to deal with that.
Really? Okay. All right.
So if you do your research, you might find a little bit about it. And then if somebody tells me, I will tell them a little bit more.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll look around for that. We might have some access in the headquarters to figure out who you're talking about. So one thing that we always like to ask the writers that we're interviewing is if they listen to music when they're reading or writing, because listening, you know, music, it has so much, it's so lyrical and there's so many, it's sort of a poetry kind of a thing. So do you listen to music when you're writing?
Yep, all the time.
So do you have any go-to songs for that?
A few, actually. It kind of depends on what I'm writing.
Okay.
But, like, I really like listening to Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
Like, as an instrumental song, but otherwise I have a playlist of, like, We the Kings, Pierce the Veil,
right.
Like, popish music.
So, when you're listening to just the instrumental, is that because you get distracted by the lyrics?
Not really. It's, like, the tone of the songs. If I'm writing a sad scene, I'll sad song.
Right.
And then Requiem for a Dream is just, like, I don't know, it's just good for everything.
And you've also said that you're actually a really picky reader. So, you know, actually at Wattpad today, we were filming a vlog all about some of our favorite books. So I would love to know, is there a genre that you really like, or what kind of books do you read when you have time for reading?
I really like paranormal.
Paranormal?
Well, depends. Yeah.
Okay.
Picky reader.
Do you have any favorite writers?
Stephen King.
Okay, yeah, definitely. He's
I really like Stephen King, and of course, everybody knows I'm a huge Harry Potter fan.
Right. Well, you're not alone on that one, I don't think.
No, it's hard to imagine someone that doesn't like Harry Potter.
But on your Facebook page, you said that you only started writing vampire stories because you actually owed a fan a favor. So even though you like paranormal, you hadn't really been... you've been reading paranormal, you hadn't really been writing it. So can you tell us a little bit about the story behind owing a fan a favor and that you have to write a whole book?
Yeah, it was actually my first fan ever from when I started at Funkzilla back in 2007.
Your first fan ever?
Yeah, she emailed me, and we've been emailing since then, and we're, like, really close friends. She's from Canada.
Oh, cool.
And my first vampire story, I was like, okay, I'll just write this because it's popular, and to get where I was, I had to write something everybody liked.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, well, you only have half.
Sorry, what was that?
I'm trying to think of a word without swearing.
Oh. Okay.
Put in half the effort.
Okay.
For it. So she's like, why don't you write a new one? And I'm just like, I'm done. And she begged me so much. I was like, what? Because you've been my friend for so long.
It's sort of cutting out. So you said because she's been a fan for so long, you decided that you would write another one. And now that you are writing it, you're enjoying it?
Yes. We'll finish now. But.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty nice. Does she know that that's why you wrote the story?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is for you. I hope you're happy.
So one of the other questions that we always like to ask the writers that we're interviewing is how you deal with writer's block. So obviously you write a lot of stories. So do you go back and forth, or do you like to work on one at a time? And what do you do if you're stuck on an idea?
For the main part, that's why I write multiple stories at once.
Right.
So if I have writer's block on one, then I'll just switch to another. But sometimes I get them all at once, and then I just roll around on my bed and scream. Not really, but I just stare at the ceiling, and I'm like, this is horrible. And, like, music helps a lot.
Yeah.
Or, like, something that happens in life, I'll get an idea.
Right. No, that's really true. Yeah, absolutely. So do you ever feel like you're going to publish any of these stories professionally, or is that something you're not interested in at all?
That was the first word uttered by man. let's see. I would like to, but I don't think I'm a good writer because I've never taken a class.
Okay.
So I'm like kind of guessing and copying styles. Yeah.
Well, okay, I mean, I don't think you should ever say that you're not a good writer. Not true at all. But I'm
a good storyteller. It's not a good writer.
Right. So it's something that you're considering, but you're maybe not sure if you're ready to do it. Would that be a way of saying it?
Yeah, like, if I learned what I do right, that's right and wrong, then I can, like, edit it and stuff so it doesn't look like someone without knowing how to write.
I mean, you definitely don't give that impression when you're reading it. But I think it's true that most professionally published stories have a professional editor. So maybe that's something that, you know, would be a next step if you were looking into getting it published. Yeah. But I definitely don't think you come across as someone who doesn't know that they know how to write. And I'm sure that
a lot of... That's good. I can think it good.
I'm sure a lot of new writers will be very happy to hear you say that, because I think it can be kind of scary to start out and start putting your stuff online to get feedback. So it is a little... Do you remember that feeling when you first started?
Yeah. I was kind of, like, excited, so it wasn't really that... because my sister writes too.
Oh, cool.
My older sister, she lives in Washington now, but she's kind of pushed me, and she was like, oh, it's fine, because, well, back then, when you start writing, everybody was like, oh my god, it's so good, no matter how good you are. But now we have people that are just like, I see sometimes, they're just like, you're really bad, you should stop, and I'm like, you shouldn't say that, but... That happened on Quizzle a while ago, and it was really mean.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. But I had that push, so it was okay.
Well, I think cyberbullying is definitely also an issue that, as a culture and a society, that we're becoming a lot more aware of, because I think people don't think about the effects of saying things like that when they write something like that down, because it's really mean. It's very mean-spirited. So we would love to know if you have any new projects or surprises that you have in store. Is there anything you've got planned for your writing? Any sequels that are in the works?
Well, actually, I'm not a big fan of sequels.
So how come you have a sequel to Serendipitous Relationships? Or Serendipitous?
I just really liked writing about Chris and Holly, so I was like, I might as well make a sequel.
Okay, so that was an exception.
Yes, okay. But I want to write a pirate story.
Wicked! That's awesome.
I know, I've been watching Pirates of the Caribbean lately, and I'm like, this is amazing.
You know what? That's actually amazing timing, because we were just at a publishing conference, and they were saying that pirates and mermaids and stuff like that, they think is going to be one of the big trends coming up in the next few years. So you might might be hitting a wave if you do that.
I'll try that. It looks so exciting, and pirates, there's so much you could do.
Yeah, and it's kind of got
like a fantasy aspect.
Yeah, and a bit of historical, and yeah, definitely. So do you have any questions from fans that you want to take the opportunity to answer now, or is an interesting question that you remember that a fan asked you one time?
I have like a list, if you could wait a few seconds while I find that.
Yeah, of course.
Where is it? I have a really messy desktop right now.
So do we. We're moving offices, and ours is actually just a disaster.
It's like, you know it's there, but you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I found it.
Oh, great.
A lot of people asked if I could be a character in any of my stories. What would I? Who would I be, should say?
That's an awesome question. So who would you be?
I guess I would be Holly, because now that I've written about it, I wish I had a hot teacher. But I'm sure it would change my story if I did, because then I wouldn't want to think of that person.
Right. But also, Holly's probably the character you know the best. I feel like she's one of the ones you've written. I mean, obviously, there's two stories about her, but also she's just a really well-defined character. There's lots of details that we know about her now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's fun.
Yeah, she is. Do you have another one?
Which or who inspired me to write my first story, which was kind of answered earlier. My sister, who was a writer, was like, you should write too.
Does she write anymore?
I think she does, but she writes, like, fan fiction.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Mostly. And I'm not really interested in that.
Right. So she, a very different genre.
There's one I get asked this a lot, too. How did I find Wattpad?
Oh, yeah.
And why did I start using it? And actually, my friend who I made that story for was like, you should go on Wattpad. And I checked it out, and it was so easy on the eye and so organized. I was like, I have to join this.
Oh, good. So then you transferred your stories over?
Yep. But I still use both sites.
Yeah. No, definitely get it out there as many places as possible. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And is there another question?
Let's see. Oh, there's the FBI question.
Oh, right. Well, you already answered that one.
When did I start writing? That was in seventh grade.
Seventh grade?
Yep, but actually I started when I was younger, but those stories were like about talking cats and dogs.
Right.
Like going through adventures through the forest.
Well, everyone starts somewhere. I definitely have some stories like that as well, locked away somewhere.
Yes. With all those, like, you using pronouns every 5 seconds, which I still do, and I go over it, I'm like, what am I thinking? She did this, she did that, she went there. Or, like, the name is just awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of, it gets repetitive to read that, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay, and here's one more I'll answer. What do I plan to be when I'm older?
Oh, that's a good question. What do you plan on?
My friends are all like, oh, you should be an author, which would be fun, but I'm thinking there's no way I'll make enough money to live. Well, so I would like a career in the science, because I love biology and anatomy and all that.
Oh, great. So are you planning on going to college for that next year then?
Yes, I'm so excited for college.
Oh, great. So are you applying this year?
Yeah. I had teacher recommendations and stuff like that, SATs, and then another test, which I don't remember what it's called.
And then, do you think it'll be weird if you know anyone from Wattpad at your college, or they'll be there and you won't even know that they're fans of yours?
Actually, that's happened around here.
Oh, really?
Where I live.
Oh, that's
amazing.
Yes,
my friend Ryan, I was hanging out with him, and there's, like, this girl here, but we didn't talk. I mean, there.
Yeah.
And then later on Facebook, I accidentally commented on her status, and then she replies, by the way, I love the new chapter of ASR. And I was like, you're my fan? And it was so weird. And now she's like my one of my best friends.
So she knew who you were, but you didn't know who she was.
Yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm thinking now, that's so embarrassing. I would have acted differently.
No, but she probably appreciated that you were yourself. Do you get nervous when you meet fans in real life?
Yeah. Yeah? I don't want to come off as a mean person.
I don't think you come across as mean, I think.
That's good. I try not to be mean, but, you know, I like being sarcastic with my friends.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, I think sometimes people get worried about being sarcastic when they're writing because you don't have any facial expressions to let you
know. Oh, my God, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, all the time. Like, I didn't mean this in that way, and people are just like, I really didn't mean it that way.
You just can't see that I was rolling my eyes while I was typing.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I think that's all the questions we have, but we always like to end our podcast asking if you have any questions for us at Wattpad headquarters or there's anything you want to know. We don't have any FBI stories that we can't tell you, so.
Well, I had something to say about those banned books.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that after because that's going on a special podcast that's separate.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine. Okay. Questions for you guys. Oh, but you just did a vlog about what you like to read, right?
Well, yeah, we did it for Banned Book Week. But do you want us to tell you what we read on Wattpad?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can tell you what I just added to my profile. So I'm a big historical fiction person, and then the other person who works in marketing with me is actually a sci-fi person. So we read totally different books, which is why our recommendations are all over the map. But I just started reading Madison's Hourglass, which was recommended to me on Facebook.
I saw that. I was
going to
start reading it.
Oh, yeah? So I just started it, but it's really good so far. And then another one called Conduit I just started to read. And then this one that I've been really enjoying is really freaky is called Sleepwalker. And it just had a great cover, so it totally caught my eye. So I've been reading that one as well.
Great covers are impressive.
Yeah, they're important. Do you make your own covers or do your fans make those?
No, I don't make my own covers.
No?
My fans make them. I owe them so much because I have the artistic ability of a monkey.
Oh, that's like me. I'm so bad. I know when I don't like something, but I don't know how to make something I like. So
right, exactly. Yeah.
So I just end up not making anything. So, yeah, those are my recommendations. But thank you so much for joining us and talking to us on this podcast. I think it's going to go up in a couple of weeks, but, thank you everyone for joining us on another Wattpad Wednesday, and we will see you next week.